I next met with Ms. Jessica Mitchell for a nursing perspective on metastatic colorectal cancer, and to start the conversation, she presented a patient from her practice, a 38-year-old single mother of three young children who presented initially with a localized colon cancer and received adjuvant FOLFOX after surgery. 6 months later, she developed abdominal discomfort and was found to have biopsy-proven peritoneal and nodal recurrence, which responded to FOLFIRI bevacizumab. But after 21 cycles, there was disease progression on this regimen, and the VEGF trap, aflibercept, was substituted for Bev, and FOLFIRI continued. This again resulted in a response, and the patient is currently continuing to receive this treatment. Ms. Mitchell summarized the patient's current status.
She's overall done remarkably well, and a remarkable thing to me is that once she started the FOLFIRI and aflibercept, she had about 9 cycles. And then just recently, she decided that she wanted to take a little break and have a vacation with her family, like a sort of a holiday. So she was tolerating the drugs really very well. And I think one of the biggest struggles for her is that she's a single mother with three young children and no support of the father of these children. She has limited social support and I would say limited financial resources as well. So when she had this initial cancer and she said, okay, I just have to get through this, 6 months and then I'll be okay and I'll go back to quote normal. I can do this by myself. It was quite a devastating blow for her when it reoccurred, because all of a sudden she was confronted with, okay, how am I going to deal with my children? She wanted to continue to see us, which was a 3-hour drive for her, every 2 weeks, that's 6 hours. The finances of that, as well as the logistics of caring for her children during that time frame. And I would say the majority of time, she came by herself. So I really felt like it was part of my responsibility in taking care of her to help provide some sort of psychosocial support, maybe even more so than my other patients, because I felt like she didn't have an outlet for that. So we spent a lot of time, discussing not only her side effects of chemo, but how she was dealing with, her children and what was she going to do in the future and how are things going to potentially go. I felt like it was important for me to help her plan some sort of contingency plan for her children and their life. And I felt like, that took us a long time to get to that level of trust where she was really opening up to me. But I felt like once we got there, it's been very beneficial for her. I actually think she's probably tolerated the drugs a little bit better because I feel like part of our visits are more of like a psychosocial counseling session, which is, I think, an essential part of giving her appropriate care.
And did she have questions about the issue of curability or not?
Absolutely. She still asked me the same questions about, why can't we just go back in there and why can't the surgeon just take out the spot? She has multiple spots in the mentum and she's done remarkably well, but we revisit that all the time because, it's a very hard diagnosis to really accept. And the finality of all that and the future looming it's almost too overwhelming to even contemplate. So, I think it's critical when taking care of patients. I always think I want to treat them the way that I would want to be treated. And I feel like part of that is being honest. I try to be kind and compassionate, but also tell them the truth about what's happening and get them prepared for potentially the next step. I think that's really important because to look back and say, have them think, you kept that from me or you didn't tell me that. And if I had known that, maybe I could have done this to prepare better or my children prepare better or, I wouldn't have had so much anxiety or anger going through this process. So we've always had a very open relationship.
How old are her children?
Now they're 6, 8, and 16.
So has the subject come up or are you aware of who's going to take care of these children if and when she dies?
Absolutely. Actually, we had a really hard conversation about 6 months ago and I said, you got to think about them and you need to think about making a will and what's going to happen to them because the worst possible thing is to leave them with no plan. And, being a mother myself, I just think you have to think about these little people that are your responsibility. So she actually, that was really difficult. I think she was actually kind of angry at me for suggesting that, but she did make a will. Her sister actually moved from a different city back to the city that they live in. And when her death comes, her sister is going to take the primary responsibility for those children. Her parents are going to help, but coming to that sort of resolution was enormous because, there is no other half. There is no father to provide support for these young children.
What kind of work is she doing or has she done?
Unfortunately, she lost her job. She was working at a cell phone store And she was gone so much, coming back and forth from trips to see us, as well as taking a couple of days after chemotherapy to recover, that she was let go. They gave her other reasons why she was let go, but she was actually a top producer and salesperson before her diagnosis. And then once this all started, she lost it. So we went through the process of getting her federal aid and food stamps and accessing some resources like that for her as well.